the Haines Assembly takes up the sale of more Main Street property, and Upper Lynn Canal cyclists make an impressive showing at the Kalani Chilkat International Bike Relay, plus good news after one local rider is injured. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday with the sale of downtown property up for discussion. The Haines Brewing Company approached the borough expressing interest in purchasing a Main Street lot to build a new brewery building. The company is currently located in Dalton City in the fairgrounds, but owners Paul Wheeler and Jeannie Kitayama want to build downtown and expand the business. They are interested in one of the Main Street lots where the old Haines Primary School once stood. The Downtown Revitalization Committee and Planning Commission both unanimously supported the proposal and putting the lots up for sale. The Planning Commission specifically recommended negotiating directly with the brewing company for the purchase. The Assembly has to officially classify the lot for sale. If it does so Tuesday, then the borough manager can begin negotiating a sale with the brewing company. There are only a few ordinances or resolutions up for consideration Tuesday. One ordinance would clarify the management of the Chilkat Center. Another would renew the lease of Chilkat Center space to Lynn Canal Broadcasting, this radio station, in exchange for management services. And a third has to do with the placement of off-premises business signs in town. But there are some interesting meeting tidbits elsewhere on the agenda. The Assembly will receive a report on the library addition project before it goes to final design. And Borough Attorney Brooks Chandler provided a status report of legal services for the last fiscal year. Chandler writes that the borough spent just under $70,000 in legal fees for the last 11 months. More than half of those funds were used on general counsel, and the remainder were used for specific topics. For instance, the borough spent about $11,500 on legal services during last year's election investigation. And it's expected that more than $10,000 will be spent on the conditional use permit appeal from a resident currently going on in State Superior Court, having to do with the permit process for a helipad at Big Salmon Ventures property off Chilkat Lake Road. A complete agenda and meeting packet is available on the Haynesboro website. The Haines Assembly meets Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The Skagway Assembly last week discussed a plan by White Pass Yukon Railroad to use herbicides this summer to control vegetation along its tracks. The plan seems to be in motion with the announcement in the Skagway News recently that the company has hired a contractor to conduct the one-time sprayings, although specific amounts, areas, and times for spraying were not announced. The company has applied to the Yukon government to use herbicide on the Canadian side of the tracks. Yukon officials tell CBC and Whitehorse that application is under review, but a permit is not needed on the U.S. side. However, the Skagway Assembly wants the borough manager to engage White Pass and ask the company not to use chemical sprayings to control vegetation. We'll have more on this story on our Tuesday evening newscast. The first returns of hatchery chum salmon are showing up in fishing nets in southeast Alaska this month. Summer chums play an important part in the early season for net fishing fleets and the troll fleet as well. Hatchery officials are forecasting runs close to last year's. Jovic Nicky reports.
A little lost in last year's record-setting pink salmon haul in southeast was a strong catch for chum salmon. Last year, seiners, gillnetters, and trollers brought in 12.5 million dogs around the region. The bulk of those fish start their lives in hatcheries around the panhandle, and most return a little earlier in the summer than pinks. And while this year's pink salmon catch is expected well off last year, fishery managers expect nearly as many chums this year. Juneau-based Douglas Island Pink and Chum expected a good year last year with a forecast of 2.7 million chums, but the actual returns were DIPAC's biggest ever, nearly 5 million. And whether or not 2014 lives up to that standard, DIPAC Executive Director Eric Prestigard expects a strong run.
Well, the forecast is up from last year's forecast, but last year came in well above forecast, so it's below what returned last year, but what we would call is a very good forecast, about 3.3 million.
A big portion of DIPAC's returns are expected back to release sites in Lynn Canal, and Prestigard thinks there are some good early signs for this year's chums.
You know, the first gillnet opening, certainly we thought it looked pretty good from our eyes. That was about twice what we kind of would have forecasted to have happened. Again, that's just sort of built on some averages and whatnot, so it's not, you know, great data, but it's reasonable. So that was, we thought that was good.
On the flip side, Prestigard notes that trollers targeting chum along the home shore area of Icy Strait are not having the big season they had last year. Nevertheless, he says it's the time of year to wait and see what comes back.
Now's when you sort of chew on your fingernails and wait for the days they fish and look at that data. You know, we did take some samples from the first opener there in Lynn Canal. Boy, they were big, beautiful fish, 10.9-pound average, which is very large for us, and mostly five-year-olds. So that's a good sign.
Trolling has been open for spring fisheries in May and June, while gillnetters and seiners had their first openings in mid-June. Closer to Sitka, 1.1 million chum are forecast to both of the two sites operated by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA. Those are at Hidden Falls and Medavigi Deep Inlet. Last year, Hidden Falls saw a run of 1.3 million, while Medavigi doubled last year's forecast with a return of 2.2 million. And NSARA General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl says he'd be happy with a 3% survival rate for the chum released each year.
And that would put the Medavigi run at, you know, around 1.5 to 1.8 million annually, and Hidden Falls closer to, with a 3% marine survival, closer to 2 million annually.
Okay.
I mean, we'd love to see bigger than that, but, you know, that's what my hope is.
Fishing started slow for seiners catching chum returning to both sites, but Reifenstuhl was hopeful that catches would be increasing. And like Prestigard, Reifenstuhl says the fish so far this year are large.
At this point, really, all the data says is the fish are big. Over 10-pound average, which is fairly unusual, and suggests they're five-year-old fish. And the bulk of the return is typically four-year-old fish.
Further to the south, the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association forecast 3.2 million chums back at four different release sites around Ketchikan and Wrangell. The largest return anticipated is 1.8 million coming back to Neats Bay off of Beam Canal. That's north of Ketchikan. Last year, that run saw a return of just under a million fish. The Ketchikan-based association's Susan Doherty says they're forecasting an average survival rate for summer run chum at the four different sites. If the forecast holds up, it would beat last year's total of just over 2 million. Other SARA fish return to Kendrick Bay on southern Prince of Wales Island, Anita Bay close to Wrangell, and Nacket Inlet south of Ketchikan, and those returns typically start showing up a little later in the summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
We don't yet have complete official results from this year's Kalani Chilkat International Bike Relay yet. Those should be coming Monday evening, according to race coordinator Mike Kramer. We do know some Haines and Skagway folks made another impressive showing, like Jane Walsh of Haines, who again finished first in the women's solo group and more than 90 minutes ahead of the rest of the field. Two men's duo teams from Haines finished in the top 10 in that field. A Skagway team took the top slot among the women's 8-person team field and also in the 8-person mixed class. And another Haines team finished 5th in the 4-person mixed class. There was one perennial Haines team that didn't make it to the finish, the husband and wife team of Chip and Heather Lendy. Chip, one of the event's organizers and who has raced 20 of the last 22 races, crashed in the first leg of the race and is being treated at a Seattle hospital. Heather Lendy spoke with us Monday from Harborview Medical Center, where Chip had just gotten out of surgery to repair a broken pelvis. He also broke 4 ribs and injured a lung during his crash, but Heather said he's doing well and may be back home in Haines within a week. From what Chip described to Heather, she said he went down as a racer was passing him on a flat stretch of road toward the beginning of the race, going about 20 miles an hour. He went down on his right side, injuring his hip and ribs. Heather said Chip described that several racers did stop to check on him, but he waved them off, thinking he only had the wind knocked out of him. His bike was wrecked, so he caught a ride to the halfway point where Heather was waiting to ride her leg of the race. She said he at first wanted her to complete the race while he drove their support vehicle, but she steered him away from that idea. It was still early in the race, so none of the other checkpoints were set up, and they decided to drive back to Haines. While he didn't appear to have any sort of head injury, Heather said she realized he was more hurt than he realized when he couldn't move his right leg. She drove him to the Haines Clinic, where they determined he had broken ribs that damaged one of his lungs and a broken pelvis. He was medevaced to Juneau, where a body scan showed a larger break near his hip, and so they medevaced him onto Harborview in Seattle. Heather said he isn't expected to need more surgery, but will be on crutches for 6 to 8 weeks. We'll put up a link to the official race results once we get them. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Joe Vicknicki for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.